Invite the children to come up. Good morning. How are you? Good. How's school going? Good? All things considered? Okay. It's school, right? Okay. Well, today our three out of our lessons all talk about a vineyard. Do you know what a vineyard is? A vineyard. Do you know what we drink when we have communion? What's that? Wine. Okay. Some churches drink grape juice. How do you make wine? Grapes. Squish up grapes. And a vineyard, at least the vineyards we're reading about today in the Bible, are grape vineyards. I don't know if there's another kind of vineyard or not, but anyway, these are grape vineyards, which is the only kind I know of, but I'm not a farmer, so maybe there's other things they call vineyards. Do you like grapes? Okay. Do you like the wine we use in communion? Maybe not. Some people like grape juice better. Some people like wine. Some people, the wine we use is a pretty sweet wine, so it tastes a lot like grapes, I think, when we take communion. But the lessons today talk about vineyards which are not producing good grapes. Okay? Have you ever had a bad grape when you were eating grapes and you got, tastes bad, right? Yeah. Well, this whole vineyard that's being talked about is making bad grapes. Can you make wine with bad grapes, you think? Maybe vinegar, but not wine, right? So there's a problem, and it happens over and over. And God is complaining to the people because in these stories, these songs, actually both the Old Testament lesson and the psalm are songs. Psalm means song, but the one from Isaiah is also a song, or a psalm, and what they would have called it long ago. And in these songs, it's talking about God being frustrated because the grapes are not producing the way they should. But in the song, he's actually referring to the nation of Israel. And he calls Israel his vineyard. That is, the people of Israel, the people Moses led out of Egypt and helped establish the nation of Israel, God says, are his vineyard. And he wants them to produce good grapes or good wine, because God cares about the world, and the way they do that is to act the way God wants them to act, to obey the Ten Commandments, to treat people fairly, to be just, to be kind. And God says they haven't done that, and therefore God is going to tear up the vineyard because they haven't properly pruned the vines. In order to get grapes that are productive or good grapes, they say, especially vine type or wine type grapes, you have to hack the vines off, called pruning. Do you know what pruning is? Have you ever pruned anything where you cut back a bush? Maybe your dad's seen him cut back a bush or a tree that's getting too raggedy looking or not doing well. Well, they say that to do grapes that are really good grapes, you have to prune your vines regularly. And they say you have to prune them a lot. There's an old saying that if you want your grapes to be really good, then the vineyard owner goes out and prunes the vines as short as he thinks is good to do. Right? And then it says, this old saying, that you hire somebody who doesn't like wine and have him go and finish pruning the grape vines. So they're really hacking the vines down, right? If you're pruning that bad. But they say that's how you get really good grapes. Well, God says that's what he's going to do to the nation of Israel. And what happens is they are defeated and carried off into exile. But the prophets say that God still loves them and God will still restore them. And Jesus then will later talk about the people, the rulers of Israel, being a bad vineyard, because they're not doing what God wants. And of course, they will then kill Jesus. But Jesus says, God still loves you. God wants you to do what he wants you to do. And even though bad things may happen, like pruning really harshly, in the long run, God still loves and cares for them. And so sometimes when things don't go right in your life, or maybe you have a hard time, remember that sometimes when things go wrong, it helps us be stronger and be smarter about how to do the right things in life and how to really be the kind of people God wants us to be. Okay? Can we pray? Dear Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you that you want us to be a vineyard for you. Help us to grow strong in faith and kind and caring. Help us, God, when things are hard, to remember that you are making us stronger. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up.